Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Bellisio Foods is looking for you. That's right. Bellisio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Bellisio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at bellisiofoods.com/careers.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Well, happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to the morning show right here on Main Street TV, where we have yet another special guest here, and we're going to be talking about something that, especially I feel like this time of the year, people really get into helping and wanting to do well for others, and this is a really, really cool program from the Christ Church, and it's called Feed My Starving Children, and we're going to be telling y'all about it today, so we look forward to that. But first off, could you tell everybody who you are?
I'm Mark Carlisle, a member of Christ Church of Jackson, and I'm one of the organizers of the mobile pack that is going to be held this Friday and Saturday at Christ Church.
Absolutely, and this is going to be, it's always such a big event. How many years has this been going on now?
Well, we started in 2016 under the leadership of Pastor Dave Roach, and this will be our fifth actual mobile pack. So if you add all the mobile packs together that we've done, or the meals, we've done over 650,000 meals to date.
Can you believe that? In little old Jackson, Ohio, who would have ever thought?
Well, it's not only Jackson, because it's a community thing whereby anybody in the state wants to come, or even West Virginia. We don't care where you come from, as long as you want to gather together in fellowship with other members to feed starving children. So we have a food packing station in our gymnasium. We have to turn it into a USDA food packing station that is legal so that we can actually pack food. And once we get in the bulk food from Minnesota, we take those bulk foods and pack them into Manipacks. Manipacks basically is a pack that costs $1.74 and feeds 5 to 6 to 7 people one meal.
So this is super cool. Okay, so I know that there may be some people say, whoa, what in the world is this guy talking about here? And I mean, number one, we're turning our church facility into a USDA packing facility. I mean, that's a whole situation in itself, and we could do an entire program on that, the legalities of it. But you guys pull it off, and it's really, really cool. But can you tell a little bit about backing up, just to talk about the Feed My Starving Children program, and maybe how it got started and how y'all got involved?
Well, basically, Feed My Starving Children was started by a gentleman by the name of Richard Prophet, who in 1982 was on a mission trip to Honduras. And when he was there, God said to him, "You've seen my starving children. Now feed them." So he came home, and he basically went to a bunch of gentlemen and ladies that could help him create a fortified meal for children who were on the edge of starvation. I mean, they would be dead in a month or two. And through this, and he created three different types of Manipak. One is Manipak rice, one is Manipak potato D, and one is Manipak potato W. These particular meals, and we deal with the rice one alone because it's a universal food throughout the world, but it basically consists of rice, soy, vegetables, minerals, and vitamins. And even though the meal that a child might get from this is only very, very small because their stomach can't handle much food, basically it will reverse the effects of starvation.
It's full of all kind of good stuff, right?
All kinds of good stuff to reverse the effects of a person starving to death. Yes.
Oh. You know, as we Americans sit here, we gluttonous Americans.
True.
And it's not even funny. I shouldn't giggle about that. But there literally are starving children. They're dying because they have nothing to eat. And that's a thing.
And in war-torn areas, the same thing is happening. I mean, when Ukraine was going through their situation, they requested meals from us. Now, our meals were already slotted to go to a different situation in the world where people were starving. But the God wink of that situation, which was in 2022, was that everybody who comes to Feed My Starving Children gets a free T-shirt. It's sponsored by Jackson County Cares and does not use any of the donation money for food to purchase these T-shirts. They're purchased by an anonymous person in our church. And basically, once you get the T-shirt and you get the challenge of coming together with other individuals to pack these foods, we saw what we refer to as a God wink. The God wink was we ordered the T-shirts and we didn't order blue, but they came in blue. Well, that's part of the God wink. The second part was I ordered hats for those people who might be able to answer questions in case there were lots of people who didn't know who to ask.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The hats were yellow, and those are the colors of Ukraine. Not only that, but one of the people who was on the staff of Feed My Starving Children, because they always send you four staff members, Aubrey is coming this year. She's been here before.
Okay.
She really likes the bubbles at Michael's, so she's coming back and wants another bubble.
She has a good taste.
One of her workers was a girl whose grandmother lived in Ukraine. So the God wink was God knew what we were about and was blessing it all the time. We used to send out these little M&M containers that used to have many M&Ms in them. Because the meals used to cost a quarter a piece. They now cost 29 cents a piece.
Uh-huh.
But if a child around the dinner table, the parent would say, you know, if we could give up a can of pop this week, we could put four quarters in there and that'd produce four meals. The tube holds $10, which used to be 40 meals. That's a lot of meals if you just put in a quarter every now and then at
yes,
the dinner
it is.
Table. And as you say, we are blessed in this nation, and
yes.
And we really need to bless others. I know there are people in the United States that are suffering from not having enough food. I understand that completely, but I also know there's a difference between dying of starvation and just being hungry. Whereas mm-hmm. we might have our first, second, and third breakfast, like the Lord of the Rings, the little people. I can't remember what they were called, but.
Dylan, what are they called?
I can't remember.
We all got the little ones. I can't remember his name either. But anyhow, they always talked about the first breakfast, third breakfast, or second breakfast, or whatever. Well, in this nation, we end up with normally one, two, or three meals. These people only end up with one meal through Feed My Starving Children, because that's basically all they can handle at a time. But that can reverse the process of starvation. So we are blessed, and we want to bless others through the blessings that we possess.
That is fantastic. So how can folks help?
Well, we need 504 packers. Right now, we have almost all of those positions filled. Not exactly, because there's 120 people per two-hour shift in order to make these things work. We set up mobile stations whereby there's 120 people in the room at a time, and they're taking cups of rice and putting them into funnels and then sealing these packs. Children are welcome to come, because as long as they have an adult with them, even little children, you know, 5 or 6 years old, can seal the bags with the heat sealer. They just have to be able to push down on it. Right now, we are short donations. This project costs the church and communities around the United States $30,000 every time you do it, based upon the number of meals you do. Pastor Dave Roach decided he would do over 200,000 meals the second time we did it, and that pretty well did us in for the amount of people that we needed to work, because that was a lot of shifts and a lot of money, because again, that price goes up based upon the number of meals you do. So we are in need of donations. You can go to Jackson County Cares, Christ Church, and there's a link there, QR code there, that you can register and or donate. We do appreciate any donations. And remember, no donation is used for anything other than food. So it doesn't go to the church. It doesn't go to buy T-shirts. It doesn't go to buy hats. It basically goes to buy food for children that are in need.
You know, and is it okay if I pick this up?
You can do whatever you want to.
Oh, well, thank you. No, I'm looking at this, and so it says a rice and soy blend. And if you just think about this little pack right here, I mean, so we go to our grocery store and we think nothing about picking up, you know, these are what, 10 for a dollar or dollar a piece or something like that.
29 cents a meal, $1.74 for that bag.
So if you think about the fact that this is going to, this little bag here can save four people or feed four people, that is.
It can feed up to six or seven, depending upon how much the child can eat. Because when you're starving, you can't eat a whole lot of money, lot of food at one time. So, yeah, for the price of a, I don't want to get anybody mad at me, but for the cost of a bag of chips,
you can probably
buy two bags of meals and feed up to 14 people.
You're exactly right. So, If people are saying, well, you know, I don't know, is this like some fly-by-night organization, or how do I know that the food actually gets where it's supposed to go or where they say it's going?
Very good question. If you go to Feed My Starving Children and check their statistics, 99.2% of the meals produced get to where they're supposed to go.
Cool.
That's a pretty good amount of success.
Yeah.
For example, in Feed My Starving Children report 2022-2023, they look at it as a three-pronged approach. Children fed. Well, in that year, this year, they fed 1,225,983 children a meal for a year. It's spirit-fed.
Wow.
Spirit-fed means that there are 910,553 volunteers across the United States that worked on this year. And it's communities empowered. So that's the three-prong approach, because once a missionary group goes in, they don't just deliver the food. They're committed to staying with that family or with that community and helping them not only prepare the meals, deliver the meals, but also have artisans develop their skills in their community so that they can bring home some money through their wares. And at the marketplace, which is held at the same time as Jackson County Cares Mobile Pack, you can actually buy items from the artisans. There are 1,809 artisans that are employed by Feed My Starving Children as of this year.
And where do you go to buy those?
Well,
things?
That's the tricky thing. You basically have to volunteer, because we can't let anybody into the food packing station. So if you volunteered, you can show up. Or if you haven't volunteered and you know somebody who has, you might ask them to send you a picture of what's there so that you might purchase stuff, because it does go quickly. They have mugs, they have carved animals, they have jewelry, all kinds of things are available.
Uh-huh. So it's actually physically at the church then?
It's physically
not
at
like
the
online
church.
Somewhere where
well,
you shop.
You can actually go online as well, but it is at the church. Normally we sell out of most of the things that they bring. And a portion of what the price of the item is goes back to paying for the meals that we are packing this year.
That's awesome. Very, very good. All right. So let's get into, because this fascinates me, turning a church family life center into a USDA packing facility might sound like not a big deal until you actually have to do it. So could you, I mean, just for fun, could you explain to the viewers exactly how that all works? Because this is no little endeavor.
No, it's not. basically, you start out with contacting either Chris Savin or Lakota Wilt, who are in the Feed My Starving Children organization, and set up a contract with them. Once you sign the contract for the number of meals you want to do, you communicate back and forth with them through Zoom meetings, telephone calls, etc. And you basically have to fill out a document, and that document has to state, you know, what facilities you have, what the facilities are like, whether you have a hand washing station. Now during COVID, because COVID became such a unique part of this, mobile packs were canceled, but now they've developed their own mobile hand washing station. So they're actually bringing in six mobile hand washing stations that have to go in our gymnasium.
Gotcha.
So on Thursday night, we, as a church, not as Feed My Starving Children, but as a church, and anyone who wants to come in, we're going to begin around 4:30. We need to set up our packing stations. So basically, if you take a complete gymnasium and you put in around 27 8-foot tables in the shape of W's, well, let's just call it U's because that would be easier to state. You can put two teams, one on each side of the arm, and then the packing station goes at the base of the U. And basically, there are funnels provided by Feed My Starving Children. There are scales provided by them. There are bags provided by them. And we have people who come in and set all this up the best we can on Thursday evening. Because actually, the Feed My Starving Children people won't show up until Friday morning at 8 o'clock. At that time, they'll unload the semi. The semi has huge containers in it that have all these scales, all these cups, all these measuring items. And we have to basically turn the gymnasium into a warehouse. So in one part of the gymnasium, you have skids of bulk rice, bulk minerals, vegetables, and soy. Those bulk items, which come in on skids, we have to have a forklift. Oh, gosh. I'm tongue-tied now.
Oh, like the
not the hand ones, but the driving ones.
Forklift.
It's a forklift?
Yeah.
Okay. We need a forklift. So basically, we reach out to the community. For the last several years, Randy Ridge has provided
he has a forklift.
He has two. And he's moving now, so I don't know if we'll be able to use his or not. Brian Moore is going to make sure that we get one there. Billy Starkey is our forklift operator, and he will take the products from the semi, deliver them to the door of our church, which is the gymnasium door. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we'll move them with a hand forklift because we ruined the thresholds of the door by driving over them one year, and that got to be a little expensive to replace. So
we
only drive up
that.
To the door now instead of through it. We have to have fire extinguishers. We have to have hand washing stations. We have to have certain filters on our filtration system, our air conditioning system. We have to have microphones and video cameras and things like that because the people who come in are going to show the workers what they're actually striving to do. And we'll have Christian music playing during that time. The kids like to dance, they like to sing, and they like to compete. So each team will be given a challenge of making sure that you get the maximum amount of meals you can get done within the two-hour slot. Now, once these are packed with people putting cups of soy and rice, et cetera, they're actually weighed, and they have to be within a certain weight limit or extra rice is added. So that's another step. Once that happens, then they are sealed. Once they're sealed, they're packed into boxes. The boxes are sealed. They go back to the warehouse where they're put on skids. The skids are shrink-wrapped. At the end of a session, we lay hands on the skids and the meals, and we ask for children to actually pray or anyone to pray for it. And believe it or not, children are more likely to pray than adults. One time, I'll tell a story of a little girl came to do Feed My Starving Children, never been there before. It was her birthday, and she had a birthday party later that afternoon. After her experience of being there for 2 hours, she decided to cancel her birthday party and come back and do another shift. So that's how impactful it is.
No way.
Yes, she was so happy to be able to pack for other people. and see the difference made in the lives of those. Well, unfortunately, when we show some of the videos, they are of starving children. They're not of fat little babies that we see around here.
Yeah.
They're people who could die at any time. In fact, the statistics of Feed My Starving Children is over 6,000 children die every day around the world from starvation.
No way.
Yep.
And this right here can help a lot.
$1.74 feeds up to 7 people.
So what you need is twofold, right? I mean, obviously donations can help because it can help make tons of these. You know, any money that you could help with is certainly much appreciated. But also manpower is people power.
People power.
People power is obviously needed as well.
We have people from Nelsonville, Columbus, Chillicothe. They're coming from everywhere. Churches are coming. Churches bring their money with them lots of times and help with this because we need to be in a collaborative effort of churches gathering together. Money's tight nowadays. People don't get raises like they used to get, things like that. And the cost of living goes up, but we don't get the cost of living either.
No, yeah.
So it is difficult for a church to be able to fund this completely themselves. So we do look for anyone who's willing to give a little bit of funding in order to save the lives of children. In our church recently, as an example, there was a gentleman who brought in some silver dollars in sequence. And he said, I know it's not a lot, but, and he doesn't want to be named, I want you to give these to Feed My Starving Children. So we'll be selling those on the market in order to put them into the fund for Feed My Starving Children. So everybody helps. We have a prayer team.
Cool.
Janie Carl of our church leads a prayer team that prays for this. We have people coming from Buckeye Services. They come over because one of the jobs is you take these packs before they are full of food and you have to put a label on them because the label identifies what food packing station it came from. And they sit there and put labels on all day. They really enjoy themselves doing that. We also have a rule that if you have jewelry, such as a wedding ring or something like that, we don't want it to end up in a food pack.
That's not good.
If it ends up in a food pack, we got to stop production and find it before we can go forward. So we would like you to be able to remove your jewelry so it doesn't end up in a bag somewhere. If you can't do that, we ask that you put a special Band-Aid over it, which is provided by Feed My Starving Children, which has a little bit of a metal strip in it. So we can actually find it through the bag without opening every bag. But we haven't had a situation like that yet, not at Jackson at least.
So when you're saying people are coming from all over, you know, I'm sitting here picturing that, you know, there's a million places in Ohio that are doing exactly the same thing. How many places across the United States and in the state of Ohio are doing this packing?
That I couldn't tell you because when I log in as an administrator of the Feed My Starving Children program, I have to select our place because I have to go in and nationally search. So I go from the nation down to a state, and there's all these places, and I have to find a date range, for example, October 2021, for this date range.
Yeah.
And then I have to pick the code for that particular session. So there's all kinds of places that show up. You can go to Minnesota. They have packing stations there every day of the week in a factory that
really?
They have. You can create one in your community anytime you want if you got the money and the facilities to do so, or you can join one throughout the United States if you like to travel. There's probably going to be a mobile food pack in your area sometime during your visit to that particular area. So you could actually sign up and participate while you're on a vacation or something of that nature.
You know, and it's just so cool because here in little old Jackson, Ohio, you all are doing so much and people travel from all over to come to Jackson, Ohio, which is great for economic development. I mean, let's just be honest about that, but it's also great for these children. So where are some of the places where these go?
It depends upon what natural disaster or thing has happened in the world. For example, they've gone to Haiti, they've gone to the Philippines, they've gone to Honduras. If you can name it, they've probably been there if they've had a natural disaster, earthquake, floods. Because it's not just for starving children. That is the focus. But it's for children and families who are in desperate need.
Sure.
And right now, there are so many places around the world that are in desperate need of food. Africa sees a lot of Feed My Starving Children. So basically, the community that is going through an event has to apply to Feed My Starving Children, request the number of meals. They put them on the schedule. Once they get those meals, they deliver those meals to them. Our truck driver's name is Ryan Griffin. He has his own trucking company, and he brings his truck full of these products. He'll be here either Wednesday or Thursday. I have to check with the police department to close off the alley behind the memorial building so that we can use that area to unload and load. And he stays right with the truck and visits with us during the entire event. There will be four people, like I said, coming from Feed My Starving Children that are based all over the United States, and they will be in charge of the warehouse. So we need men or women who are weightlifters, because you're going to be lifting bulk food and delivering it to each station. So if a particular station runs out of rice, they're going to yell at you, need more rice. If they need more vegetables, and they will bring a tub of that, a plastic tub that they have filled up at the bulk station. The bulk station is on a skid, and I don't know, they probably weigh 800 pounds or so, and they'll just dip them out. We'll end up with about 8 to 10 skids full of bulk food when they finally unpack on Friday morning, and then when they get ready to leave, sometimes there's barely anything left. We did make a mistake one year of wanting to go ahead and finish everything that was on the truck. Well, that created a lot more work, and of course it's going to cost you more money than you figured. But we still have plenty of time for donations, because we don't have to pay the third bill. We've already paid $20,000. The third bill will be due 60 days after the event, so we're looking around sometime during Christmas.
Okay, so we need another $10,000 before
Christmas,
right?
Well, actually seven. We're
seven.
In better shape.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Love that. But, you know, whether it's a dollar or $10 or whatever that you could certainly, muster up, anything helps. And if you think about, you know, if you can take like $10, you think about how many people $10 could feed with that. That's insane.
Like it is.
Many, many people.
As we think of, I'm telling my age, but a can of pop didn't used to cost a dollar or $2 or whatever it is. But years ago, you could buy a candy bar.
What?
It was 50 cents when I was a little kid.
50 cents?
Yeah.
Well, then it was cheaper when I was a little kid. But nowadays, for a can of pop, you could feed a child for quite a few days.
Yeah. And, well, we don't want to get ourselves in trouble, but it's a little bit more nourishment than a can of pop.
A little
pop
bit,
too.
But we don't want to get Pepsi or anybody else mad at us.
No, don't want to get anyone mad at us,
because
but let's just be
we'll
honest.
Accept their donations, too.
Yeah,
we look for corporate donations as well as churches, and we're happy for anyone individually who wishes to make a donation.
Well, I'll tell you what. So this is, and Dylan knows, because he graduated from high school last year. All of the local high schools now require kids to do community service hours to be able to graduate.
Right.
And so this would be a perfect opportunity. It's a 2-hour shift.
2 hours.
You're doing so much good, and it would be, fun.
It's a lot of fun. In fact, used to be Tara Richards. I don't remember her. That's her maiden name. She's at the high, at the middle school.
Uh-huh.
She and the principal at the middle school always send a team. Their team are student council people, or Little Leos used to come.
Leos
or honor
awesome.
Clubs used to come.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who's coming this year, but we do have 40 people from the middle school that have tentatively said that they're showing up during one of the packing sessions.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
We also have the municipal court, which brought... I think it was 20 individuals last year, 10 or 20 individuals, and they're a little shy amongst us when we're doing all this singing and trying to have a good time, but they really enjoyed themselves, and they're really good workers. So this year, probate is also bringing another 20 or 30 people. So we have all kinds of churches coming up. Wesley Church out at Cove is coming. Nelsonville Church in Nelsonville is coming. We have, well, now I'm going to go blank. We have a lot of little chapels and places that are coming. I can't remember them all because I go through those statistics every day trying to see how many people we have and what the donations are. You can donate online, but the best way to donate is to donate directly to the church because every penny that you give goes directly to Feed My Starving Children. And as I said, we've already paid the $20,000, and we already have some money towards the other $10,000 bill, which won't be due until December. So if you're interested in having some fun, there's very few spaces left. I, in fact, increased it from 120 spaces per packing session to 130 because there's always somebody that gets sick or can't come. And
sure,
I don't want
to
be short, people, because that works the rest of us to death trying to make all those meals get packed.
That's a lot of meals. So, okay, so that brings me to my next question. How do people sign up to volunteer, or how do they get you money?
There's a QR code on Jackson County Cares, which is a URL of Christ Church of Jackson.
There you go. Scan it. Scan it.
It's right there on the
right
screen.
Right there. Scan it.
We hope that one works. If you're an iPhone person, they work all the time. But if you're an Android person, I would recommend you download an app called Lens because it works a lot better than the Android app.
Did it work,
for scanning.
Dylan?
Yeah, it worked for my iPhone.
Okay.
Good. So you can actually, once you scan that, you go directly to the Jackson County Care site, which you can volunteer and or donate right there on the site.
Okay.
If you want to donate, you just hit the click button and you donate whatever you want to. And there'll be a bar graph that is showing how much has come in. Actually, very little comes in by online donations. I think we've only had $307 in online donations. The rest of it comes in by individuals either sending a check or cash or coins in the case of one person. So,
yeah,
Jackson County Cares, but it's Jackson County Cares Christ Church of Jackson if you're trying to look for it, because otherwise you'll end up with Jackson County Cares from the health department and other places like that. But we had it first.
It was ours by golly first. Well, what would you say? I'm trying to think of you know, questions that our viewers might have. And what would you say to someone that says, oh, I don't go to church though, or I don't know if I would feel comfortable just because I don't know songs and I don't know whether, you know, I should do that or not. What would you say to that?
Well, everybody's welcome. We don't care who you are or whether you go to church or not. That's not the important thing. It's the important thing of community coming together as a common cause of fellowship and sharing what we have in our country with those who have less than we do.
Right.
Spotify is where we get the music from, and it is played basically through the speaker system. The kids like some of the oldies as well as some of the newer songs, and they sing along. You don't have to sing along if you don't want to, but you end up tending to tap your foot when the kids get excited and they decide they want to sing. There's a lot of noise, a lot of people laughing and giggling and really enjoying themselves. And most people thank us when they get ready to leave for the opportunity. This involves the fact that when you show up on the packing day, either the 20th or the 21st, that you have to go through a check-in session. The check-in session is held in the narthex of our main building at 150 Portsmouth Street, right outside the sanctuary. From there,
right beside the police station.
Beside the police station. In fact, the gymnasium is exactly on the other side of the alley from the police station. From there, you will be directed into our sanctuary where one of the Feed My Starving Children people will tell you basically what they're going to do, show you some videos, and tell you the requirements, one of which is the Band-Aid on jewelry if you can't remove it. And you do have to wear hairnets. I know it doesn't look all that great on me, but I do get to wear one of the yellow hats, so I don't mind so much. We do provide you with a t-shirt right there as you go into the sanctuary or out of the sanctuary, either one. Everybody gets a free t-shirt. And again, no money that was donated for food ever goes to the purchase of any t-shirts. Never has, never will. From there, you go to the gymnasium. The packing sessions will be tagged by teams. So team 1, team 2, team 3, team 4. the lady in the sanctuary will ask for people who are able to lift large objects to come in and actually join her warehouse crew.
Okay.
So she'll take those people out. She'll take out people who can't stand for 2 hours. So if you can't stand, that's not a problem. If you can sit for 2 hours, you can put labels on the mobile packs, and that's as needed as anything else, because if we don't get the label on there, we can't pack the food. So those people will start first, and then we'll break up into teams. They'll go into the sanctuary, or the Family Life Center. And for 2 hours, it'll seem like about 20 minutes, you'll have the time of your life.
Love that. That is so good. And think of all the good that you're doing. It's just win-win for everybody, you know?
It is. It's win-win for the community. It's win-win for outside the community, because as you wear these t-shirts, we've gone through 5 different colors. This year is going to be a neon green, I'm told. So we've had orange, we've had red, and we've had blue. We try not to use school colors because we don't want to be tied to a particular section of the community. We want to be full community, no matter what religion, what church, no church at all, what sports group. We have families coming back to join other grandmothers and grandfathers who live in Cincinnati or Columbus or Mansfield, Ohio.
So
we've even had people from Mansfield come, and they really have a good time. Aubrey and her team really like the bubbles, as I said.
I was going to say, and you can go get bubbles with them.
And they really like the veals, too. They never heard about a Jackson County veal, but they really enjoyed those. And last time we were here, I think it was last time, it might have been 2019, Jeremiah from Total Media came and did a little video of us, and it's on Jackson County Cares.
Very
so
cool.
It's a real catchy little tune that he's got, and he's got some automation in it along with the pictures, and it shows a little bit about what we do. So it's very informative. I think there are 2 videos on there. I'm sure Jeremiah did the first one. I'm not sure who did the second one. That might have been me just trying to put pictures together. But we do have videos of the situation. If you go to Jackson County Cares, you can see what it looks like in case you're scared about coming to our church.
Well, I think that that could be a little bit intimidating where you say you're turning this thing into a USDA packing center. I mean, this is like an official real deal situation, and I could see where people would get a little intimidated by it if they don't know what they're getting into.
You could, but if you show up,
it's fine.
We'll give you a job, whether you're registered or not. So we do take walk-ins because, like we said, there are circumstances come up and kids get sick and they don't show up. So instead of 20 coming from the middle school, there might only be 15. Well, then we have 5 slots. And if you don't have enough people to make a team, we'll put you with a team. So I kid the kids who come because they're the middle school age and a little awkward sometimes in talking to adults, but we have a great time trying to get them to join in and take ownership of their particular table, especially when it's between the boys and the girls, because the boys are somewhat a little shy at times, but the girls have no problem taking over and making sure that their team is going to win.
They can boss those boys around real well.
Well, at that age, they can.
No, I get what you're saying. And again, it's fun. It's fun. It's great for the whole family. Bring the family. Kids, there's plenty for them to do. Again, if you're maybe have trouble standing for a while, no problem. There's something for you to do as well. There's something for everybody to do.
Right.
And when is this event again?
October 20 and 21. The first packing session, even though it's October 20 at 9 o'clock, we will begin. But we're actually unpacking the semi at 9 o'clock. So there's only a need for 4 volunteers, and those have already been signed up. And our forklift operator will be there at that time in order to transport things from the truck, because they come in huge containers, and they have to unpack all these containers and get all these things out and put them in the appropriate places. So from 9 to 10, we're unpacking the semi. From 10 to 11, no, I'm sorry, 11 to 12, there's a required break of an hour between each packing session for the Feed My Starving Children staff. It didn't used to be that way, but now it's required to give them an hour in between each packing session.
Okay.
So from 10
more
to 12.
More time to get bubbles, right?
No, no. Bubbles don't come until after hours.
Oh, shoot.
They're not going anyplace until after hours. In fact, my wife, Kathy, she provides meals for them. That's not required. They do their own housing. They get their own motel room and stuff like that. But we do provide meals for them at lunchtime. And we do have a vegan with us this time. So she's working on a vegan meal for that. And then in the evening, we normally take them out if they're willing. Sometimes they're tired because they've flown in from one job to another job to another job. We take them out to eat, and that's not paid for by anybody other than the church. So no money from Feed My Starving Children ever goes to anything but meals. So our first packing session doesn't begin until 1 o'clock on Friday, so it's 1 to 3. Then there's an hour off, and there's one from 4 to 6.
Okay.
The next day we start early in the morning, so the first one starts at 8 to 10, and then we have an hour off, and then it's 11 to One.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets a little hairy, the cleanup session, because we have to take all the stuff and put it back into the semi, but we have to clean up everything. So we have to have special dustpans that are just for the tables, because obviously people are going to spill some rice. But
right.
The funnels are on top of a stainless steel pan, if you will, and anything that goes into that, that rice can go back in and be used again, or anything that's on the table. So we have special dustpans and brushes just for that,
okay,
in order to conserve the food. Now, if it goes on the floor, obviously it's going in the trash.
Right.
But we do have all kinds of cleaning that needs to be done. The utensils have to be cleaned. That's why, you know, you need a USDA-approved area with a dishwasher.
Yeah.
So we have a commercial dishwasher that can sterilize all the funnels, sterilize all of the cups and the bowls and things that we need to mm-hmm. use. Those are all packed up. The marketplace is all packed up, and they're back in. And once they get everything done, then we can take them out to eat. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Sometimes they stay for church the next day, but sometimes they have to fly out that night, depending upon where they're going. Some of these people are full-time employees of Feed My Starving Children, and some are just volunteers that do this. And they're younger people who have college to do or jobs to do, but they take special time out of their schedules just to do this on weekends.
Well, that's saying something, isn't it?
It is. In fact, there's mobile packing stations that aren't actually mobile. They're actually in Wisconsin Minnesota. And they actually do it by robotics.
Oh.
So they're actually filling packs all the time in order to feed people around the world. This isn't something that just happens occasionally. This is going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week somewhere.
That is so cool. All right. Well, very, very good. Is there anything else that you wanted to tell our viewers about while you're here?
Well, we do remind you that it is a community thing.
Yes.
We do remind you it's a family thing. And if you are part of our community or part of your own community, whether it's a club, an organization, for example, we have the Lions Club that used to come and other people. This year, I think the Kentucky Colonels from Ohio are coming, so they're signed up.
What?
Pete Wilson.
Pete Wilson, yeah.
Yes, he's in that group along with there I go again.
Oh, gosh, there's tons of them. Got the Stroths, and you've got
McCormick.
Wilbur.
Wilbur's the lead on that, so they had me over a few weeks ago to talk to their group, and that's when they signed up. Jackson Aerial Ministerial Association, they had me over to talk to their group at Cardo's Pizza. And Janie was able to talk to the Ministerial Association. John Pelletier was able to talk to the Ministerial Association in Wellston, I believe it was.
Cool.
So we try and get the message out. We sent out emails to everybody that participated in the last one. I don't know whether you got it or not, but I sent them personally out of the list that we have. The idea was if you have a team, you're supposed to register yourself as the team leader and then put in the names of the other people.
Gotcha.
If you put in the names of the other people, everybody gets an email stating welcome. Otherwise, the only person who gets an email is the team leader. And if the team leader happens to forget to tell everybody, that could be a problem. So lots of times they register 20 people, but we don't get but one name. I know there's another reason for that. They're obviously asking for donations. It's not us asking for donations. It's the fact that that's the way they communicate the need for donations around the world. So,
sure.
Yes, you can buy things for Christmas for your children or for your family through online marketplace with Feed My Starving Children. I just received an email last week in regards to some very pretty jewelry and things. It's not the gift that matters as much as where that money is going to be going and how it's going to sustain a family that could not sustain life without that particular occupation. So there's some good artisans out there that really appreciate your support.
Yep.
And if you don't want to support Jackson County Cares, you can support it universally throughout the United States or throughout the world.
That's right. There's plenty of opportunity. That's for sure. And we are so blessed in this country. I mean, as you said, there are people that are struggling and we all, you know, we're not, we understand that, but we, for the most part, do okay here, and
we have needs.
You know, we need to pay it forward,
and we address those needs here because we have a food pantry in our church, and we give out bags of food probably 6 days a week to anybody that shows up at the church in need. We have the food pantry in Jackson.
Yes, we do.
It's supported by the community by their gifts. We have the In Christmas Hunger by our church. At Christmas time, we pass out over 300 meals. We have a new project coming up by Jenna Wall, who's the daughter of Pastor Tim Wall, who's the new pastor at Christ Church in Jackson, whereby she's going to deliver meals to the people at the Cambrian, our shut-ins, and other people. That's a special project coming up. She has a class project. She's in college.
Very cool.
She's done a lot of work on that, and Patty Hendershot, our missions team leader, has been in support of her, as well as the community. Belicio's is always supporting us with hams or other kinds of things to support families that way. So
yes. A
lot of things are going on in our church, in our community, and sometimes people don't know about it. As another example,
that's
okay. But if you pay attention, you know, Facebook's good, but the kids say it's for the old people. They say, you know, Twitter's for the young people. They don't do Facebook anymore, but I am rather old. I don't know. We recently had the blessing of the blankets and caps at our church, which was this past Sunday. We have a needlework group that comes together a couple times a month, and they basically make blankets for the fire department or the hospital or nursing homes. And they also make caps for newborns. They do knitting, they do sewing, they do crocheting.
Well,
so we had probably 20 or 40 different blankets. And the cool story there is that Jackson County fire departments all get these blankets and they put them in a sealed bag, a vacuum sealed bag. They keep them in a compartment in their truck. And when they go out to a situation in the community, normally, it's devastating,
yes,
especially
it is.
A fire. And Larry talked of the fact that they have those blankets, and the kids are sometimes in their pajamas, and they have the ability to give them one of those blankets. They cuddle up in it for warmth. One particular child cuddled up with it, and he had four kittens in his lap. He said, "I'm missing a kitten."
Oh, no.
Larry and the rest of the crew, the fire crew, found the kitten. And that boy was delighted that he had his kittens in his lap with his blanket wrapped around him, even though he basically lost everything. So we do serve in Jackson County in many ways. People don't always know the ways we serve, but we do serve. And we need to be servants because that's what Christ called us to do.
I think that's all wonderful. You all are amazing. And please get out, participate. It's a lot of fun. And this little packet right here can feed a whole lot of people.
For $1.74.
For $1.74.
And we'll take gifts through December.
Yeah, that's right. Keep them on coming. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. We greatly appreciate it. And if you'd like to come back or if there's anything else that comes up along the way, please let us know.
Be happy to.
All right. And of course, our good friend Mark here. And if you want to participate, please give them a call. Or stop by the Facebook page, Jackson County Cares, and then you can help. It's all about that. All right. Well, we'll let you get out of here. I know that you're busy.
No, I took the day off.
You did? Just to hang with us,
well,
huh?
Rebecca Reynolds was to be here, and she's much better at this than I am. She doesn't get tongue-tied.
Well, I thought you did a fantastic job.
But she had some job work she had to do, so she wasn't able to come, and I got substituted. So
you drew the short straw, huh?
Yeah, the pastor's a little ill yesterday, so it was left to me, but that's okay.
You did fantastic. Thank you. All right, well, let's go over that weather forecast, and then on the other side of that, Dylan has a little ditty prepared for us, don't you, Dylan?
Yeah, my team. I have a few things I want to talk about them. They've been pretty busy this year, and I'm excited to get up there and show you guys about it.
Very good. So we'll be back on the other side of the weather forecast with Dylan and one of his videos, which are always very unique. Let me just tell you that. All right. What's that weather, Dylan? Okay. So here we go for today. Thank you so much for coming in. So for today, you can look and see that there is some sunshine in the forecast. Do you want all your papers and stuff, or you can take those if you want? Or
if you want to look over
we can. Oh, here. Oh, take that too. Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, Mark. All right. So for today, not too shabby outside. Highs about around 60 degrees, a little bit of sun in the forecast there. For tomorrow, even nicer. So tomorrow looking like kind of the best day of the week because Thursday has some rain popping in. So Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, highs of 66 degrees, not too bad for tomorrow. And then Thursday, highs of 69, but that little chance of rain popping back into the forecast. And then a little bit cooler as the week goes in, as we roll into the weekend. But that's okay. That's all right. It's still not too bad for this time of the year. Hey, Dylan.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm okay. So you and I were talking this morning, and you said that you guys have been up to something.
Yeah. So my team, they're doing basically what I did last year. And, you know, like, I always kept making these fun little videos, and Maddie was in here yesterday, and she mentioned them.
Yeah.
And they made some, and I got to say, they had none of my involvement, so it's a little different, but I still think it's pretty good.
Is this the high school or the college group?
The high school. The college group, they're focusing more on, like, play-by-play talk, on the like e-sports. Dan and Pete and stuff.
So this is the new Dylan crew, like the crew after Dylan.
Yeah, the new Dylan is actually Tilly, and that that's quite a switch in names, Dylan, Tilly.
Dylan, Tilly. Together, you'd be Dilly.
Yeah, we would be.
It's like Bennifer.
Bennifer. Who's Bennifer?
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Have you ever heard people call him Bennifer?
No, I've never heard that before.
Dylan, we'll talk about that another time, too. So tell us what we're going to see.
Okay, so, well, we have two of them here. Do you think we have time for 8 minutes, or should we just play one today?
Let's just play one today, and then they'll give you time to explain. Set it up for us.
Yeah, okay, so you're going to meet Officer Blart.
Is that like Paul Blart?
kind of. He kind of is like Paul Blart. Officer Blart, so there's a bit of a story behind him. He's kind of one of the lead characters this year.
Okay.
And his story is basically just, he's an officer and he wants to arrest Tilly. And you'll see why in the video. But he's going to be one of our lead characters this year.
Okay.
And he's just a fun character to watch. Interesting voice.
Okay. And again, this is like the Jackson High School media team putting this together, and something that you were very involved in last year as a student. But continuing on kind of as an advisor this year, right?
Yeah, I have been advising a good bit, going up every other Friday to help teach them a little bit, show them the ropes. But basically, we were part of the media team, but we just had a special interest in creating more, like, I guess, creative content.
Yeah.
So we kind of branched off and did our own thing.
Okay. Are we going to see it?
We're going to see it once I can figure out how to use these hotkeys here.
Here we go.
Guys, today we are unblocking every website on the school Chromebooks. So, we're going to get right to it, and Josh, I'm going to have you push this button right here, and we are going to unblock everything. It's unblocked!
I can feel disturbance in securely browser. Excuse me, Netflix. How did you unblock it?
I honestly do not know. I just been sitting here watching YouTube and all that.
How long ago did it happen?
Like a good few minutes ago.
Kill it!
Guys, today we're giving away 10...
You can't unlock stuff on the Chromebox.
It was him!
Come on, guys. Come on. Come on. Why is no one listening?
Where is everyone?
Hi, I'm Officer Blark from the ski you just watched. And we need you for esports and creative media. You. I need you all to join Creative Media or Esports. So, what do you all say?
What's in it for us?
I don't know. What is in it for you?
Oh, well, in Creative Media, you get to make skits. You get to do podcasting. And, if you choose to do so, after school hours, you can do shoutcasting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And in esports, you could stay after school and play games with your friends. And we have a wide variety of games to play from Smash, Mario Kart, to games like Apex or Fortnite.
So, what do you say?
We want you for esports and creative media.
That dude just got thrown.
I swear, when the guy got thrown across the room, that was good. And then that freaking banana, can we not get rid of the banana?
No, the banana's here to stay. He's not going nowhere. I'm not sure how they're playing him though, because like the way we did it was like Corbin was hallucinating. Yeah. You know, he's just in a hallway and a banana just appears. And now the banana's just, I guess, part of the cast.
Just a dude with a banana suit on.
Just casually.
No, that was so funny when he went flying across the room. Oh, my God. Oh.
It's the way he screams off in the... You can't see him. You can hear it. You just hear... and then it cuts. He just... It cracks me up every time.
You guys. So is this like going to be a continued series of things?
I'm not sure what they're doing exactly. Like we did Runaway Reagan part 4, part 1.
Yes, we know.
And then part 4, part 2, part 4, part 3. And then we did like a massive finale. So I'm not sure what exactly they're doing. Like they're a quarter of the way through the school year. And I think they're just finding their grounding. You know, like they've never done this before. I did it for a whole year prior to that.
Yeah.
So I think they're just figuring out the swing of things, but they do have one that I'll show another day called Preston's Ghost. And okay. I think that's like a Halloween themed episode and it's part 1.
Okay.
So it seems like they're following some sort of storyline.
Well, they did a really good job throwing the dude across the room. Mm-hmm. So that was fun.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to do that a lot more.
I'm wondering if the high school administration knows about that. You did what?
I could just imagine that talk. Like, we heard something about someone getting thrown, and they just pull out like a big board meeting. And everyone's all serious, and you just see.
I like it.
I like it too. It was a fun skit.
Well, very good. And I know that it's kind of fun for you being on the other side of it, like then kind of like showing your guidance toward the new.
I'm like a teacher. I just walk in, everyone sits down and like listens for me to talk. And I'm like, all right, so today.
When Dylan talks, students listen.
I guess so.
Well, very good. I think that's awesome. So, well, hey, we're out of time. And we know that we appreciate the fact that our friends from the Christ Church came in to talk about this Feed My Starving Children. Really, really cool program that they're doing this week. So Friday, Saturday, they do need some volunteers for packing these little guys here and feeding a ton of children who are literally on the edge of death because they're starving to death. And that is just the fact that in this world that's a thing is unbelievable. So please get involved if you can. You can visit that QR code that we put up, and that will help you get to where you need to go. All right. And tomorrow we have a really cool guest tomorrow talking about something that's actually on the ballot. And typically we don't get into like politics around election time so much, but this one's kind of a more informational session, and I think it'll be really, really, you'll learn a lot. So please tune in tomorrow, and it has something to do that will affect a lot of you out there. So please tune in and you'll see what we're talking about. So, all right, have a great day, and we will be right back here tomorrow. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.